Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get some updates today from 9/11 truth groups across the country, like Stuart Howe out in We Are Change Los Angeles. We're going to get some updates from the ground in New York City, as well as 9/11 truthers all over the country and the planet come out in full force exposing the fraud that is the self-inflicted wound false flag attacks of 8 years ago this morning. 8 years ago, this afternoon or this evening, in some time zones around the world. Charlie Sheen will be live on air with us today at 1:30 Central Standard Time, 2:30 Eastern, 12:30 Mountain. So you can certainly tune in for that today, coming up. Live, 1:30 Central Standard Time, Charlie Sheen, with huge developments, huge revelations. Believe me, you're going to want to tune in for this. I told everybody back on Monday with that YouTube video that 20 Minutes with the President, his open letter, was only the beginning. That this would be the biggest media event that I ever officiated over or oversaw. And then Tuesday, you saw the letter, you heard the audio interview, the live interview, yesterday, and the release of the video. Charlie Sheen's video address to the president. It's being aired on television in the United States. It's being aired in England. It's being aired in Europe. It's being aired in the East, in Asia. It is linked up on major news websites like the London Telegraph and the Sun. Massive, 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 massive media coverage, dwarfing just 3.5-4 days into our release of this operation against the lie of 9/11, the lie of the official story, the lie that was carried out to set up a global police state, just 3.5-4 days into this operation. It is already bigger than the last time Charlie Sheen went public on this radio show. We commend his courage. But you will get further revelations when he joins us live today, coming up in 2.5 hours. We are also going to cover all of the other important news that is taking place and going on. White House blames media, false reports to for scare resulting from Coast Guard exercise in the Potomac, just a mile or so away from the White House. Coast Guard training in Potomac causes scare. Official denies shots were fired, so who knows what's really going on. Also, White House resist offering details on financing health plan. This from Bloomberg. There's more disinformation saying that it doesn't cover illegal aliens when the federal government and state governments are already doing that, and it clearly does. Obama is setting the stage for using budget maneuver to pass health reform. He's going to try to tag it on with all of the pork and ram it through, even if it's very unpopular. CNN, of course, yesterday caught putting out a fake poll where they said they sampled Republicans and Democrats 50-50 before and after his speech. It was actually 2/3 Democrats, 1/3 Republicans, complete fraud. So we're going to be going over all of this today. Also, an anti-abortion activist shot in front of a high school in Michigan. Will the media wring its hands and cry and whine about this for 10 years and make movies about it? Probably not. A lot of other financial and global news coming up. And 9/11 Truth signatures stand behind call for new investigation. Hannity attacks Charlie Sheen over video message to Obama. So does O'Reilly. This thing has gone supernova. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Signs that I'm aware of.
And it was a revelation that the White House had no intention of making public.
President Bush was told in August that Osama bin Laden might be planning an attack involving the hijacking.
Could have predicted.
Nobody in our government, at least.
August 6th, PDP.
I believe the title was bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
70% of family members' questions were never answered during the 9/11 Commission report.
Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene said they were set up to fail.
I mean, I'm a member of the commission. It's a scam. It's absolutely disgusting.
The questions, Mr. President. The questions.
Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse.
Building 7. Freefall collapse.
Well, no, there's number 7 coming down. The excitement and the fun that people get watching an old building being demolished, and they wired very carefully for days, and it's a very careful operation.
Third time today. It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
The smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex, is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
The Pentagon.
vanishing airplane.
My close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Firefighters and police describing explosions. A lot of them.
This is a secondary explosion. We've got numerous people covered with dust from the secondary explosion.
Just floor by floor, it's sort of popping out.
It was if it had detonated.
Yeah,
it was planned to take down a building.
Looks sort of like the building just demolished.
Even if there was no secondary explosives in the building.
Kind of like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
Chief Albert Turry told me that he tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And then an hour after, there was another explosion in one of the towers here.
Sybelle Edmonds, FBI translator, breaking her gag order.
All our infamous relationship with Bin Laden and Taliban. We did carry very intimate relationship with these people all the way up to September 11.
Bin Laden was spirited into this military hospital in Rawalpindi for kidney dialysis treatment. The military had him surrounded. They were saying that Osama Bin Laden had to be watched carefully and looked after.
NORAD standing down. Where were the planes?
On now to one of the eeriest moments amid the carnage of 9/11. A mysterious plane was seen flying right over the president's residence.
The E-4Bs over New York and Washington, otherwise known as the Doomsday Planes.
It has never been officially explained.
Cell phones working at impossible altitudes. Solicitor General Ted Olson, receiving phone calls that the FBI says were never made.
What happened during that call? This is the only information we have on these terrorists.
She was able to call him twice. How she could pull that off, we don't know, but she did.
These are the questions, Mr. President. These are the questions. They go on and on.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I come to you today representing the families of the victims of September 11th, as well as millions of my fellow Americans. Hopefully by now you've had a chance to read my letter to you, 20 minutes with the President, and if not, at least had its contents brought to your attention. We have questions, Mr. President. Lots of questions. A lot of them are detailed in my letter, but trust me, there are hundreds more questions. As my letter chronicles, sir, the 9/11 Commission itself says they were lied to, deceived, and essentially prevented from carrying out a real investigation. People of the United States and the world demand the truth, sir.
We have to continuously ask questions. That's what a patriot does. That's what a true American does. We ask questions.
You, sir, have the power as well as the responsibility to initiate a truly independent congressional investigation into the events of 9/11 as well as its aftermath. We want our country back, Mr. President. Therefore, I'm not just calling on you and your team. I'm calling on each and every American citizen to wake up, stand up, and demand the truth. We're counting on you, Mr. President. Be on the right side of history.
An investigation must not interfere with the ongoing efforts to prevent the next attack.
Senator Tom Daschle said last week that you called him several times and urged him not to.
We are live. It is September 11th, 2009, 8 years after the tragic attacks. It appears that a PSYOP is going on right now on the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. Remember how they did the Air Force One photo op flyover that flew within a few hundred yards of major skyscrapers? And then it turned out that it was classified details, and the White House had ordered the New York City police and other emergency agencies not to tell Mayor Bloomberg weeks before. They said, do not tell Mayor Bloomberg and do not tell the rest of the city departments about what we're about to do with this flyover. Now, that is not a stinking photo op because they want a photo of Air Force One without Obama in it. They have several Air Force Ones flying through the middle of Lower Manhattan. And that didn't come out for a week that the White House and the National Security Council were telling the city, telling the police. I thought they worked for the mayor. I thought they worked for the people. I thought they worked for the incorporated city under state law. Well, they do, but that shows how federalized things are. Remember that? And then it came out that the highest levels of the White House were involved telling the police this is secret. Because they wanted to scare everyone. They wanted to have the city say, we don't know what's going on for that first day so everyone would freak out. And so it would invoke the memories of 9/11 again. It was a test to bring back the memories of 9/11. And then this morning, and I believe the Coast Guard isn't involved in this, they send the Coast Guard out to do some type of live fire drill on the Potomac, just a mile or so away from the White House in the middle of all those monuments. They have scores of boats running around, reports in mainstream AP, Reuters, you name it, of shots being fired. And then they have the vice admiral go on TV live. He's on TV live right now and say, look, they just told us to do this drill. We, you know, we do these a few times a year. But see, CNN, the main PSYOP network, Fox is kind of like the comic book network of ridiculous propaganda, but CNN is more slick. It's come out, the Pentagon openly runs it. That came out in 2000. Anderson Cooper's admitted CIA, quote, graduated out of the CIA out of college, was recruited, and then, quote, got out of the CIA. Yeah, right. And he's the heir to the Astor fortune. Just like Tucker Carlson's the heir to one of those big fortunes. It's ridiculous. So that was a PSYOP to test reinvoking fears on 9/11. So while Obama's giving a speech at the Pentagon, on one side of the Potomac, on the other side you got the White House, there in that big river, you've got all these patrol boats running around, reports of shots fired, all sorts of hysteria, and CNN's right on it to videotape it live and send it out as it's happening. Oh, how convenient to create this idea of fear again. No doubt this is staged. Absolutely guarantee. But that's how compartmentalization works. I will also guarantee you that the Coast Guard knows nothing about it. They just follow orders. It's a drill. Now, was this going to be a drill they used to bootleg a real terror attack on the president while he was at the Pentagon? They used a drill to move 44,000 U.S. troops and 18,000 British troops into position in the 2 months before 9/11 in the countries surrounding Afghanistan. And to move in the carrier task force attack groups, two of them. Then Bush, one day before 9/11, Source Newsweek, MSNBC, signed the launch orders to attack Afghanistan in 3 days. He signed that one day before 9/11. That way he could come out, announce Afghanistan did it on 9/11, and then a day and a half later launch the attacks. Completely staged. That'd be like if you saw 100 police cars show up outside your door, and then you watched a cop drop a brick of cocaine in your backyard, and then when they raid you and drag you away, you're saying, well, I saw the police arrive before you even planted that. You can think of a better analogy. It's like the fire department showing up to a house before it burns down. 44,000 U.S. troops, two carrier strike groups in the Gulf. In the 2 months before 9/11. So the White House calls up and says to the police, Homeland Security says, don't tell the mayor, don't tell the city about this. We're going to fly a jet to the middle of the city. In some cases, 250 yards away from skyscrapers. Incredibly dangerous. And the Wild said, we don't know what happened. Oh, it was a photo op. And then it came out. No, they staged the whole deal. And they're testing psyops. And I want to say thank you to people controlling Barack Obama. I mean, at least they didn't fly planes into buildings again. I mean, at least they're just doing psyops like Gulf of Tonkin, where they say they attacked the ships, but the ships never even got attacked.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And now it's on sale. That's right. Until September 14th, everything is 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 14th or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Do it now.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses, you cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows
walk like an angel.
All right, it looks like Charlie Sheen is taking cues from Van Jones in a video message published on radio talk show host Alex Jones's website. The actor recently requested a meeting with President Obama to urge him to open an investigation into the 9/11 attacks. Now, Sheen says they were an inside job and that the 9/11 Commission report was, quote, a blatant work of manipulation. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe Charlie Sheen can fill Obama's next czar vacancy. Stay put. Let not your heart be troubled. The Great American Panel's next.
And then they went on to talk trash. We're going to play more of these clips as the establishment media takes the bait, hook, line, and sinker. Now you're seeing why I said this is the biggest thing I've ever done in the Monday video. In fact, who's cue that up? Because some people never listen to what I say. People are like, this letter is it? And I said, no, the letter is meant to get the media's attention so that the debate will be about Obama not investigating the fact that six of the 10 commissioners on the 9/11 commission, even in the Washington Post and in books they wrote themselves, say it was a cover-up, a criminal lie, that there should be a criminal investigation, not just a new independent commission. Let's go ahead and play O'Reilly. Here it is.
The Patriot. On the pinhead front, actor Charlie Sheen, he's a bit out there on political matters. He continues to believe 9/11 was an American conspiracy.
America deserves better. I mean, come on. Come on, people. The 9/11 Commission report is a blatant mark of manipulation, secrecy, and fiction. Come on. The time is now. Demand the truth.
Mr. Sheen should get off at a serious offensive to those who lost loved ones on 9/11, and he is a pinhead.
You know, that's not going to work, O'Reilly. The majority of the 9/11 victims' families and the heads of those groups have been on this show and have protested outside the White House and at Ground Zero, and they're there today, like Bob McElvain and others who lost his son, and Bill Doyle, saying 9/11 is a total inside job. Period. It's you. It's you individuals out there, you absolute pieces of trash that wrap yourselves in the American flag for your police state. And you used the lie of 9/11 to say Saddam Hussein, the former CIA asset, had carried out the attacks, and he had nukes and WMDs and yellow cake from Niger. It's you that have the blood of over 1,300,000 dead Iraqis and 5,000 dead U.S. troops on your hands. And by the way, that's a skewed number, too. They cook everything, just like the unemployment numbers. If you die from wounds sustained in Afghanistan or Iraq, outside of Iraq or Afghanistan, previously they would count you as a casualty of the war. It was more than 15,000 over a year ago, the last time I saw the numbers, of real dead U.S. troops. They just don't count it if you die in Ramstein or if you die back in England or back in the United States. They don't count it if you're dying on a medevac being flown out of country. So, I don't know what it is right now. It's very hard to find those numbers. Last time it was 15,000 and change. Each piece of that change, a human life. And it's not just loose change to us. These are human beings who really believed your lie that Saddam Hussein had hit us and hit us hard. And they went over there and fought for what they believed was this country. You use those patriots like toilet paper. And you wrap them around you to give yourself the allure and the light and the gleam of a hero. It's disgusting what you murderers do. And you are aiding and abetting these murderers, Hannity and O'Reilly and all the rest of you attacking. But let me tell you something. We're not just going to let you write your hit pieces and have your hit piece TV shows against us without answering us. That's why we've launched this offensive against you. The people are rallying everywhere. The excitement is incredible. One of my sales guys is in a band, nothing to do with 9/11 Truth, and they had women and other people coming up to them saying, have you heard about Charlie Sheen? Have you heard about Alex Jones? They're taking action. It's a revolution against the lie of 9/11. And I'm getting calls. This is happening everywhere. And young men are trying to wear Investigate 9/11 t-shirts to schools, and they're being kicked out. They're not allowed to give speeches to their speech classes. And that's only going to cause people to speak out that much more. So we're not laying down while you murderers carry out more terror attacks. And we're going to expose the lie that is 9/11, the fable.
Your lies and deception are coming to a halt.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Sheen coming up live at 1:30 Central Standard Time today. That's in T-minus 2 hours. He'll be live with us. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. I know ABC News called. A lot of other folks called from the mainstream media. They're going to be tuned in today. There's going to be some big announcements because we are just expanding this operation. Operation Truth. Operation Smash the Lies. As I said Monday in my message, I said, what's coming out Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. is only the beginning. And then you saw the taped interview with Charlie Sheen, a live interview with Charlie Sheen, an abbreviated one. The big announcements are coming up. You witnessed the video release that I knew was going to be the biggest. That's the big one, his direct appeal to the president. That incredible video job that Aaron did, and that video is just off the charts. It's gone super viral everywhere. All these big newspapers and TV stations are just grabbing and airing large parts of it or in whole right now. This is going better than I thought it would, though I knew it was going to be big. I could feel a tremor in the force. So let's go ahead and, just for the record, I told you it was going to be big. The trolls, the disinfo agents tried to spin it and say, what, this letter is everything? No, what you're seeing now is the big announcements, and I told you that the day before we released this huge story. Here it is.
Folks, it's Monday, September 7th, 2009, and I'm taping this special message because a lot of people are on the edge of their seat. In the last few days, I've been telling you we have a huge announcement, a huge story, a huge guest coming up on Tuesday, September 8th, 2009. If you're on the edge of your seat, imagine how I'm on the edge of my seat knowing what I know. The information you're going to witness tomorrow took a lot of courage and a lot of time, and it's revolutionary. It's going to be a big national news story. There's no doubt in that. But if people get involved, if people realize the revolutionary information and the revolutionary development and get involved, we may take this country and this world back from the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a huge announcement. In 14 years on radio, this is the biggest thing I've done, the biggest thing I've been involved in. We've broken a lot of huge stories, had a lot of really amazing guests on. This is bigger than all of that. This is the biggest thing I've ever done. Be sure and join me Tuesday, September 8th, 2009, 11 a.m. at Infowars.com on the radio. Earlier in the morning, you're going to see some posts on the website that give you a big idea, but not the whole story. And throughout the week, there's just going to be more and more developments. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be absolutely amazing, and I'm just blessed to be involved in it. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, Infowars.com.
Okay. Now, remember what we did with the Obama Infowars.com socialist posters? Obama as the Joker. I knew that if millions of listeners of this radio show, and I'm really risking my life doing this, and people want me to get more offensive, more in the globalist face, the power is you, the people. So I'm just trying to show you your power. That's what Gandhi tried to do. That's what Martin Luther King tried to do. And that's what gets you killed. I'll tell you right now, I'm walking around in expressway traffic doing this, and I don't enjoy it, but I do enjoy seeing the victories against tyranny, because the establishment knows how much power you've got. From Berlin, Germany, to Tokyo, Japan, from Beijing, China, to London, England, to Los Angeles, to San Francisco, to Buenos Aires, German TV, Ecuadorian TV, I mean, it just goes on and on. Have you done a startpage.com or Google search? Have you gone out to a search engine and searched Obama poster in the news and then German news or Russian news or Japanese news? I mean, I can't even watch them all. There's, I don't know. I can't put a number on it. I probably watched 300, 400. I mean, I know it's more than 300. Hundreds. Some days I'd see 50, 60 and waste an hour watching them. I don't have the time. By the way, I've got to announce the winners of the poster contest. But here's the issue. I've been so busy launching this operation that I haven't watched all the videos that came in. Dozens and dozens and dozens of those on the new poster contest. We had a new poster contest where you can make whatever political poster you want, shoot video of it, post it. And I've got some more of those to watch tonight, so sometime over the weekend, I'll announce the winners in a story, and then Monday go through it in detail. I just bite off more than I can chew, and I know folks understand, so I apologize that I just I could easily walk in there and just pick three good ones, but I want to go ahead and see all of them that came in as of Tuesday when the contest closed. So I'll be announcing that on Monday. Just because I'm not going to shortchange anybody, I'm going to watch them all. And I've run out of time. And I went to bed at 2 last night. I'm not complaining. I'm just doing everything I can. By the way, we got huge announcements coming up when Charlie's on with us. But look, the issue here is that was an example of showing you the power you have. And then the second contest is about saying, look, it doesn't have to be our Obama Joker poster. It could be about vaccines. It could be anti-war. It could be anti-drug war. It could be anti-police state. It could be pro-Second Amendment. It could be whatever political message you want, whatever we think is the best produced poster that is publicly posted, videotaped, and then put on the web and sent to us. It's not enough to just make the poster. It's about going out in the street and then putting it on areas that your city ordinances allow you to. Now, no exaggeration, hundreds of local newscasts, scores of national newscasts, tens of millions reached on TV and internet,
millions reached in places like Miami and San Francisco. Some cities had thousands of the posters put up. Other people saw it, copied it. It's still going, still getting bigger. That's an example of you with stuff printed up at Kinko's or off your home printer. You can print off 100 copies of that for, what, 10, 15 bucks, maybe less. Go out, staple them up, or glue them up, or tape them up, or pin them up, and one poster at the corner of a busy four-way stop on a telephone pole by the missing dog or missing cat poster, people will look at your political poster, and you'll reach hundreds of people, even if it's just up a few hours. It's the idea. I mean, they've got legal FCC-approved AM fraction-of-a-watt transmitters that when you put it into the right little five-foot antenna on your roof, goes out upwards of 3 miles. You put one of those on your roof, totally legal, totally lawful, plug it into the computer, stream whatever you want, get an audience in a few months, put up posters all over the listening area. You'll have hundreds and hundreds of people listening within days. All we're about is solutions, and that's why COINTELPRO attacks us, why the media attacks us and lies about us and misrepresents us, because we are kicking absolute New World Order butt. We are kicking New World Order butt by showing the people the power they have. Now, with this Charlie Sheen idea, when I say we can take the country and the world back, instead of letting the establishment try to rewrite history, because we took history back, the majority of people in every major poll believe 9/11 is an inside job now. But at the bare minimum, the government covered it up. 84% in the New York Times poll 3 years ago. And when we get out and get involved and take action, and when we come out with a stunt like this and get it front and center in front of the media, doling out the audio interviews and the live interviews and the letter and the video release and the message of the president, and then live today with big announcements and challenges. Oh, yes. When we do that, it creates a perfect storm. And does it mean we'll succeed and totally bring down the globalists this time? No. It is the resistance that is the victory. And it's resisting with the truth and standing up to the lie that is the victory. It is the spiritual, psychological act of setting your mind in motion and setting your body in motion against the New World Order, setting your will against them, committing. And so when Hannity and Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly attack, when they attack, when they come out and attack, the majority of their viewers know they're twisting and lying, and they can see it in the tone and see it in their face, and it reignites and makes people think about the inside job, and then they already know it's true in their heart. They know it's true in their intellect, and we win. The National Geographic hit piece, we win. Oh, they'll get some of the brain-dead, soulless drones, but humanity that's still awake and alive and still has a soul and a connection to truth recognizes truth. And they resonate with the courage of Charlie Sheen, with, you know, all of his baggage. Big deal. Everybody's got baggage. He's got a lot of good baggage of having a person and being a person of a lot of courage. By putting himself out there, he's the perfect bait for them to grab it, and then it blows up in their face every time, and we knew it would. So pray for us, though, because there's always a price to pay. The old African proverb, what is it, a Zulu proverb? No good deed goes unpunished. It's true, but no good deed goes unrewarded as well. Because I've learned in my life the curses, the bad things enemies do to you, it always has a price up front, but if you take it cheerfully and say, thank you, God, that my enemies are attacking me, like Job, in the end, you get it all back many times over. When you tune into your heart, tune into love, tune into your center. And the only time I ask God for anything is all my prayers are, God, just Just use me as a vessel. I know I'm not perfect. Help me make the right decisions. Lead God and direct me. But please, I don't want to die, but please have them kill me first. Just don't let them hurt my family. That's the one thing, and I feel bad even asking God for something, but I just say, please let the New World Order torture me, rip me in pieces, just protect my little ones. And I trust that God's going to do that. In fact, I know in my heart, and it's such an incredibly fulfilling feeling to know that the creator of the universe has got his eye on my family. Because God loves the sparrow sitting in the little tree, loves it like you can't even imagine. How much more does God love you? As a society, as a species, we are children. This is all a growing process. It's all a test. And I'm just glad that in my life that I didn't fall to the dark side. I almost did. But I think that was part of God's plan so that I could see what evil is and then be taken back at the edge and then taken up on the mountain. Let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson. Ted, I wanted to get you on because I remember you 2 weeks ago offering gold at $911 to $914 an ounce when it was at $960. And now it's up at, $1,013 today. And you've still got some gold left at the much lower price, but this is the absolute end. As the Jim Morrison song goes, this is the end, my friend, of our elaborate plans, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again, my friend. It's the end. Ted Anderson, incredible explosion in gold.
Yeah, it is. It's a real hot market right now. And like you said, we're working at that 945 level now, and with gold at 1,013, that looks awfully like an awfully good buy. My guess, being in the market as long as I have been, I'll be looking to buy in bargain levels when it reaches back down to this price within about the next 3-4 weeks. I don't expect to see gold hold at this 1,013 level, just due to the fact that the resistance level at 945 was held real strong, and then it started bouncing into the thousands. I'm guessing we'll be sitting here maybe between $1,100 and $1,200 an ounce very shortly. And when you see 1,013, you're going to go, wow, that's a good price. I better grab a hold of it now while I can. At least that's the way I look at it. And so I just want to say right now, the stuff that I'm working at 945 is going to look, as far as I'm concerned, that much better. The only thing that I
have... Are you kidding, Ted? Are you saying you still have gold at 945 when it's 1,013?
Yeah, I'm still holding the prices. Remember we were talking about the francs at 233?
Okay, I thought you were going to go up because I happen to know you bought your last buy at about 986, you were telling me yesterday. So you've got a little bit left at the 940-something range. I mean, that is insane, Ted.
Well, it is, but, you know, that what I'm doing here is I'm just trying to hang in there throughout the weekend with what I have. I know, you know, full well that I'm restricted to what I can do. Silver now has seen a high of $17.02, so I won't be able to do a whole lot there anymore. But I still have, we talked about the $10 liberties, we talked about the sovereigns and francs. You know, with silver at $17 an ounce, I had to have my head examined, but I still have the walking Liberty halves at $8.69, and that's back when silver was at $11 an ounce. It's really shot up. So yeah, there's just a few little, you know, as far as I'm concerned, buys that are out there screaming, saying, hey, get me because you're not going to be able to do this again. You know, so I would say right now at this point in time, if you have any sense to it at all, if you've been thinking about it, you know, that did you realize that 31, what I think it was 31, no, it was 35 to 1, the insider traders right now are selling the U.S. stock market and getting away from it. I mean, it's just that.
Well, that's exactly what Bob Chapman, who's coming up, said like 8 months ago. He said when it was at its bottom, he said they're going to run it back up and then plunge it again. And this is, it's a sucker's rally. They just do this over and over and over again, but the trend is downward. They jack it up, drop it down, but overall it goes down. And I warned everybody, I said, folks, well, the market's up in the last few months. I said, get the hell out. But people won't listen. They love to be suckered, Ted.
They do. And, you know, I honestly, I get a little bit feverish when I see the price of gold rising, and I think that's the reason why I need to buy it. But when you look at what's going on in the market in its entirety right now, you're a fool. You're a fool to stay in paper currency, and you're a fool to be in the stock market.
Chad, I had a little bit of money. I've been so busy, I haven't bought any gold or silver. You know, every 6 months or so, I buy a little few coins here and there. And now I feel like an idiot myself. I understand why some people don't move. And then they move when it goes up, because I'm about to move when it's up. By the way, keep me some of that, just a few coins, please.
Yeah, we'll work
on it. I've been forgetting to call you. I've been too busy.
I know.
I mean, I'm in the same boat, Ted.
Well, you know, I mean, if you have Charlie Sheen coming up, you better be focused on that. But, yeah,
look, I got the paint peeling off my garage, and the neighbors are getting mad in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I'm too busy to call people to paint it or go out and paint it myself. I've got to get the gold and the silver. 800-686-2237. The brokers are standing by. This is gold. Ted bought into the market when gold was $60, $70 less than it is now. He's passing those savings on to you. You are out of your minds if you don't call and get the gold and silver coins. He's got 800-686-2237. Ted, stay there. I got a few more questions for you on the other side. Then Bob Chapman coming up. Then we'll cover 9/11 Truth and Charlie Sheen.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
I think the song says it all. My family, throwing it all in.
in the Republic. Story go bigger. Thank you. That's what I wanted to happen. You don't think I didn't know? You don't have a lot of discernment, do you? It's because you're on the dark side. The true power lies in goodness and in love. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Oh, thank you, God. That's right. The arena showing the people the power of humanity. Ted Anderson, we've got Bob Chapman coming up. Charlie Sheen live today with a big challenge. People do not want to miss this. I will assure everyone, call everybody you know, tell them to tune in T-minus 1 hour 30 minutes. I want to get precise, 1 hour 34 minutes. Ted Anderson, in closing, this has got to be one of the best deals or the best deal you've ever offered. I know you haven't offered a deal this good in over a year. Gold at the 945 that you bought into the market with your tiny markup. I've seen the sheets, $4 on a $240 coin. I don't even know how you do it. But now, forget that. So in the market, you're going to sell those coins then below what it is right now for spot. If gold is 1,013 and you bought into the market at 944, this is way below spot on silver and gold, isn't it?
Well, let's just put it this way. If I try to buy those same coins in the market today, we'll have to pay a lot more money, and I'm going to have to charge you a lot more money. That's the bottom line truth. And you're talking about that song. I think that's from the 1960s, and he's singing about silver dollars.
70s.
Okay, well, if it's from the 70s, it may be 1971 is when we lost the gold standard here in the United States of America, and we went to a complete fiat currency. He's talking about something that's real and valuable. He's not talking about he's not singing about a paper Federal Reserve note, you know. And we think that we can live on this legacy of a strong currency, world currency, without it being backed. It's just like when King James III or whatever his name, when he was trying to sell wooden, you know, coins. King George instead of gold coins. I mean, why would people accept paper currency in exchange for gold and silver? It's just nuts. But at this time, you can still do it.
How long can you offer this record deal?
I'm holding this till the weekend's over. I wish I could predict what gold is going to do next week, but I can tell you right now, this is a fabulous buy. I really recommend that people get in right now.
And what are the coins?
The coins are going to be the British Sovereign, the franc, the best buy of all, the Walking Liberty half. I have some $10 liberties that I'm still holding the price down on.
800-686-2237. The number, 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.